Good morning, my friends. This is Michelle with Mornings with Michelle. I hope you've had a restful night and that you're ready to begin your day and that you're feeling great in your body, your mind, your soul, and your emotions. I pray for you that those things would be so, even as you prepare to start your day. And if for some reason you're not feeling 100%, I just want you to take the time to remember Psalm 63. Psalm 63 says, "Early will I seek thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is." The psalmist mentions the fact and advocates the fact and talks about the fact that in the early, early mornings of the day, early before anything else, before anybody else, before any other assignment or duty or obligation, even before rising up out of his bed, he seeks God. He remembers God in his night watches. He wakes up in the night, perhaps, and the first thought to mind is the goodness of the Lord. When we live our lives like that, we're literally walking with our shepherd and trusting him to lead us and guide us and show us a path of righteousness so that we know what direction to go in our life on a day-to-day basis. So I just want to say that this early morning, wherever you may be listening to this podcast, it could be evening. You may be on the other side of the ocean. I'm not sure, but you know. But whatever time it is that you reach this or make this connection, I want to admonish you to begin to seek the Lord early. Seek him with your whole heart. Cry out to him. Ask for his wisdom, his guidance, and direction for your life. Ask him to show you the way to go and to give you the means whereby to do the things that are set before you to do. Early, hunger and thirst after God, long and yearn for him. You know what that means. You know how it is when you yearn and long for a certain kind of food or a certain kind of activity or a certain kind of whatever that thing is. I won't go on naming things, but you know what it is to be thirsty for a Pepsi, for example, or thirsty for a bottle of water. Thirst after God. Yearn for him. Long for him. Do it early. If you start with him early, he'll be with you all day long. He will satisfy the longings of your soul. He will fulfill the desires of your heart. And that thirst and that hunger, if you turn it into thirsting and hungering after God, your soul will be satisfied. So I say to you on this morning with Michelle, to hunger, to thirst after God. Yearn and long for him. Seek him with your whole heart. You know, when I was coming up, and even as I went into my adulthood, it seemed like the power of God rested with only people that were of world renown, that were in the highest positions of authority in the church, and that the poor little lambs had no power. All they could do is baa, baa, and follow the shepherd. And they had no power of their own. When it came to miracles, when it came to healing, when it came to financial breakthroughs, when it came to wealth, and all the things that those at the top advocate or seem to represent, it seemed like it didn't belong to the pew member. The pew member didn't have those things. They were just admonished to give. And the Word of God tells us to don't do that grudgingly, and don't do it because we have to, but do it because we love God. And I totally agree with that. But I'm saying that when you seek God early with your whole heart, that everything in that book belongs to you. That book, I mean the Bible. Every promise of God is yea and it's amen. That means that it's for you. You just have to seek the Lord with your whole heart, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Every righteous desire shall be fulfilled. So I'm saying to you today, seek the Lord early, and he will be found of you. Don't put him as the last thing on your list of things to do. But right now, today, this moment, say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I desire more of you. Lord, fill me up till I overflow. Fill me to the brim so that I'm not thirsting for things of this world, but I put you first and I put you as number one. As you begin to do that, he will manifest his power, his grace, his mercy, his provisions, his favor, his blessings in your life as never before. O Lord, my God, early will I seek thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. I thank you that you are the water, the living water, which if I drink of you, I'll never thirst again. Let that be your confession of faith. Let that be your prayer. This has been Mornings with Michelle, and I pray today that you will be filled to the brim from that river that never shall run dry. The fountain of youth, for real, Jesus Christ, the righteous Lamb of God. God bless you until tomorrow morning, when we take time to rise early and seek the Lord.